Hello friends, information technology helps TQM by controlling, gathering, analyzing and reporting data. Also, IT can increase the rate of supervision, enhance the quality of experiments and reduce the cost of quality check activities. The objective of the total quality management, that is TQM, in the information system design is to ensure the quality of information. This is done by ensuring, verifying and maintaining software integrity through an appropriate methodology choice amongst the technology, design and architecture. Information technology is a tool like the other tools which we have seen earlier. It helps the TQM organization to achieve its goals. Over the past few decades, computer and quality management practices have evolved together and have supported each other. This interdependence will definitely continue in the near future. Information technology is defined as computer technology, either hardware or software, for processing and storing information, as well as communications technology for transmitting information. There are three levels of information technology: data, information and knowledge. Organizations have to become proficient in converting information to knowledge. Information technology has a very big impact on all the business processes. Not to mention that it has a major impact on the quality function too. Data collection and analysis has become extremely efficient and fast. While processes have become fast and efficient, new information, quality related quality issues such as data accuracy, security, cybercrime, and privacy have also surfaced. Organizations need to establish appropriate controls to prevent such issues. Continuous improvement is possible more effectively with the IT tools. Problem solving is easier with the IT tools. Online process control and automated inspection, automated tests are possible with computer technology. This is complementary to the objectives of total quality management, isn't it? Problem solving tools such as SPC, ANOVA, and DOE, that is design of experiments, can be used for large amount of data with greater ease. Online process control and automated inspection or tests is possible with computer technology. This has resulted in improved quality of products and services. Business functions including quality are integrated with the information systems such as ERP. The role of IT in quality improvement is increasing quality awareness, online information about quality level, and reducing quality costs. Computers play an important role in quality function. They perform very simple operations at fast speeds with high degree of accuracy. A computer must be programmed to execute these simple operations in the correct sequence in order to accomplish a given task. Computers can be programmed to perform complex calculations also, to control a process or test, to analyze data, to write reports, and to recall information on command. The quality function needs served by the computer are data collection, data analysis and reporting, statistical analysis, process control, automated tests and inspection, and system design. Now, let us discuss these quality function needs one by one. Today, businesses and organizations are connected to their clients, customers, users, employees, vendors, and sometimes even their competitors. Data can tell a story about any of these relationships. And with this information, organizations can improve almost any aspect of their operations. The collection, utilization, and dissemination of quality control information is best accomplished when the information is incorporated into an IT system. IT maintains relationships with other activities such as inventory control, purchasing, design, marketing, accounting and production control. Although data can be valuable, Too much information is unwieldy and the wrong data is useless. The right data collection method can mean the difference between useful insights and time-wasting misdirection. Here are the top 6 data collection methods. First is interviews. Interviews are used to collect data from a small group of subjects on a broad range of topics. You can use structured or unstructured interviews. Structured interviews are comparable to a questionnaire with the same question in the same order from each subject and with multiple choice answers. Questionnaires and surveys. Data collection surveys collect information from a targeted group of people about their opinions, behavior, or knowledge. Common types of example surveys are written questionnaires, face-to-face or telephone interviews, focus groups, and electronic, that is, email or website surveys. Observations. An observation is a data collection method by which you gather knowledge of the researched phenomena through making observations of the phenomena as and when it occurs. You should aim to focus your observations on human behavior, the use of the phenomena, and human interactions related to the phenomena. Then documents and records. Documents and records-based data collection uses existing data for a study. Attendance records, meeting minutes, financial records are just a few examples of this type of research. Using documents and records can be efficient and inexpensive because you are predominantly using work that has already been completed. Then focus groups. A focus group is a group interview of approximately 6 to 7 or 12 people who share similar characteristics or common interests. Then oral histories. Oral history is a method of conducting historical data through recorded interviews between a narrator with personal experience of historically significant events and a well-informed interviewer with the goal of adding to the historical record. Quantitative methods such as surveys, large-scale benchmarks, and prioritization answer the question, how much? But these methods can leave the question, why, unanswered. This is where qualitative data collection methods come into play. Qualitative data collection looks at several factors to provide a depth of understanding to raw data. While quantitative methods involve the collection, analysis, and management of data, instead of counting responses or recording numeric data, this method, that is, qualitative method, aims to assess factors like the thoughts and feelings of research participants. Many people were certain that Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidential election, but their assumptions were based on polling data reports, not data analysis. Understanding the distinction between data reporting and analysis will help you avoid making similar data mistakes with your business. Data reporting, like the poll data used in elections, can tell you what is happening with your business, but without context or knowing why something is happening, your interpretation won't be based on all the facts. Reporting uses data to track the performance of your business, while an analysis uses data to answer strategic questions about your business. Though they are distinct, reporting and analysis rely on each other. Reporting sheds light on what questions to ask, and an analysis attempts to answer these questions. While some of the quality information is stored in the computer, most of the information is analyzed, reduced to a meaningful amount, and disseminated in the form of a report. These activities of analysis, reduction, and reporting are programmed to occur automatically as the data are collected or to occur on command by the computer operator. statistical analysis in quality control is where statistical methods are used to measure, monitor, and maintain the overall quality of products. Over time, the results help processes such as manufacturing ensure that the procedures will produce more specification conforming products, therefore creating less waste. The importance and benefits of these statistical methods is that they allow us to detect any problems early enough to prevent them from happening in the future. As well as reducing waste, they also reduce the time required to produce our products, meaning we can produce a larger number of attempts with consistent high quality results. The advantages of programmed statistical software packages are: time consuming manual calculations are eliminated, timely and accurate analysis may be performed to diagnose one-time problems or to maintain process control. Many practitioners with limited knowledge in advanced statistics can perform their own statistical analysis. Minitab statistical software can look at current and past data to find trends and predict patterns, uncover hidden relationships between variables, visualize data interactions, and identify important factors to answer even the most challenging of questions. Here you can see a P-chart generated by a Minitab software. Here you can see a photograph of Automatic Process Control System, that is APCS. Automatic Process Control in Continuous Production Processes is a combination of control engineering and chemical engineering disciplines that uses industrial control systems to achieve a production level of consistency, economy, and safety, which could not be achieved purely by human manual control. The first application of computers in process control was with numerically controlled NC machines. These machines used punched paper to transmit instructions to the computer, which then controlled sequence of operations. Computer numerically controlled machines, that is CNC machines, robots, and automatic storage and retrieval systems, that is ASRS, provide the basic equipment for an automated factory. The measurement and control of statistical variables to keep them on target with minimum variation and within acceptable control limits is possible. Automated test and inspection. If test and inspection are considered as a process in itself or a part of a production process, then automated test and inspection is similar to automated process control. Computer controlled test and inspection systems have following advantages: improved test quality, lower operating cost, better report preparation, improved accuracy, automated calibration. Computer controlled automated inspection can be used for no-go or go inspection decisions or for sorting parts in selective assembly. Then, system design. Software applications adapted to the quality function are becoming more sophisticated and comprehensive. There are numerous packages that combine many of the quality functions. Quality tools such as histogram, control charts, that is variable as well as attribute. For example, P charts, NP charts, C charts, U charts are available on software applications adapted to the quality function. Exception sampling and calculation of quality cost is also possible with the help of software applications adapted to the quality function. Execution of the menu is by function key, cursor, and entry key, voice, mouse, or linkage from another program. For example, one sequence of events creates a file, collects data, and analyzes it. Our economy is benefiting from gains in productivity, which is driven by technological innovation. IT has made a tremendous impact on business processes and practices. The cycle times of transactions have reduced drastically as many processes are re-engineered. TQM practices have been influenced by IT. Speed of data collection and analysis has been amazingly enhanced. However, the human brain is still necessary to interpret the analysis, draw conclusions, and take decisions. Thank you.